We're standing at a really significant location on Princes Bridge. This bridge was designed by, or who's heard of Percy Grainger? His father designed this bridge. Percy Grainger's father. Many Victorian buildings in the early days were copied from England. This one was a replica of the Blackfriars Bridge over the Thames River. So it's an arch bridge in late 19th century design, and that was de rigueur. There was no such thing as a kind of Australian style. So here in Victoria and Melbourne, particularly, I consider Melbourne the epicentre of architecture in Australia, where there's a lot of invention. And so we've moved on, haven't we, enormously from that time. So when I look at this building here, compared to what we're doing, we've come a long way in a very short time. So this bridge has these wonderful lamps, which are totally original. And you can see, if you can stand aside just a moment, there's some Latin here. Does anyone know what vires acquirit uendo means? Vires, it's Latin. So the first Lord Mayor of Melbourne gave the Latin, and he went back to Virgil to find something that was meaningful, and it means we gather strength as we go. But there's a little bit more to the Latin when I looked at it. It's actually from the god Rumour, and the strongest strength is Rumour. So I think there's quite a funny kind of a connection with that Latin, in that it doesn't tell us the whole story, because the strongest god in the world is that Rumour. It's also a coat of arms which tells the history of Victoria, and what we're based on. So sheep, whale oil, cattle, and shipping. So they are the strengths of the state back then. This bridge is built of Harcourt granite, which is from central Victoria. I've been up to Harcourt. I did a show on Grand Designs Australia on two guys that took over a Harcourt quarry, and it's beautiful granite. But to find this granite without any faults in it is really difficult, because it does have a lot of like timber, like wood, has faults in it. So this is all pure, unmarked and unfaulted granite. It's also got bluestone in it, which is more of a typical Melburnian material to build from. Now, I'm going to get my wife to come up here and hold a picture up. Okay, so we're standing pretty well. We could move down a bit further to get a bit of better perspective, but we're at the next little bay down here. But you can see there's two buildings there. So the gas and fuel buildings were designed by Perrott Lyon, Timlock and Kesser. They were demolished to make way for Federation Square. And this building was groundbreaking in its day, because it's built over air. It doesn't have any ground. It was the first building in Melbourne, or Australia actually, to not have any earth to put the building. It's built over the railway yards, so it's suspended in midair. I knew Les Perrott, the architect, quite well when I was a young architect. And this was the kind of cutting edge design in 1967. It was demolished in 1996. It had no opposition at all, because National Trust didn't recognise it. Although in the architectural circles, it had a big statement around modernism, because that was the bee's knees back in the 60s and 70s, but how we've changed. So that came down, no opposition. And you'll notice that there's no building in front of the St. Paul's Cathedral. Part of Federation Square, the architect's lab architecture studio, wanted to put a shard, which is a pointy bit of a building, right in front of the church, and it was knocked back at state government level. But the rest of the Fed Square was completed, and I actually really like Fed Square. I know a lot of people don't, but I think it's very bold and exciting architecture that changes the way we think about buildings. I've actually carried out about six or seven projects at Fed Square as part of my practice. So the building in front of us, I designed the outside with help of the outside skin with the help of Lab Architecture Studio. And we did the fit out of that building, a taxi dining room, transit lounge, which is the very top one. Now, we haven't got time today to go up to the top, but it's the best view ever. So if you have any international guests visiting you, take them up there, because you can see right out over the botanical gardens. You feel like you're the epicentre of Melbourne up there. We got a Marion Marnie Award, which is a top architectural award for doing this project back in late 90s. The vaults underneath were left ramshackle and derelict for many, many years. And now you can see down the bottom there, Six Degrees Architects have done a wonderful fit out called Riverland. And if you get a spare night and it's lovely weather, that's a great spot to head to. I could talk here forever about this particular spot, but we've got a lot to do. So I think we'll go up into the square itself, and we'll gather in front of Chocolate Buddha, Follow me. It's on the other side of the square. Let's go.